Timothy McCoy, recruiter for the Durham Fire Department, and the chief of the department, Robert Zotis. Good morning to both of you. Thanks so much for the time.
Hey, good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
Timothy, let's start with you and the need for firefighters in Durham. There's still openings into the department. What is the recruitment and the application process like?
The application process is the process as a whole is three parts. You have the application process, which is going on right now until the April 20th. And then after the application process, we have some physical agility tests, orientation practice tests, and orientation sessions, which candidates can come out, get familiar with, you know, the physical requirements of the job and just the department in itself. And then you have the actual testing day, which will do your written test, and then you'll do your actual physical agility test. And then after that, depending on how you test, you can possibly be asked for an interview, which will be the third part in the process. And based off your interview, we'll make our selections. Durham wants the best of the best, so we'll pick the best candidates, and they'll be given conditional offers after that.
How many firefighters have you hired, Timothy, and how many more positions do you have left to fill?
We're looking to this academy to be 40 positions. That's what we're aiming for. So we want as many applicants that we can get. And a lot of people don't think that they can do this job, or they hesitate to try this job. So if anybody has any questions or just curious about the job, feel free to reach out to me at durhamfd.org and fill out an interest card. And I'll be more than glad to answer those questions.
Chief Zotis, what's been the biggest benefit so far from the hires that you've made recently?
Well, we hire once a year for the most part. So this is everyone's opportunity right now. We also do some smaller academies called lateral academies. They're for experienced firefighters. We've already filled that one at this point. So this is your chance. If you've never been a firefighter, you want to go out there and do something great for your community, have a job you want to be very proud of, and a job that's very rewarding to you personally. This is your opportunity right now for the next, Tim, what do we have, about 17 more days?
17 more days. Like Chief Zotis said, this is a wonderful job, like best career in the world. I'd never go to work mad or upset or not wanting to go to work. I love going to work every day, and I love being at work with my coworkers. So this is definitely a job to look into, and we work 10 days a month. That's important that everybody know. We work 10 days a month, so if you're looking to have your own business or be an entrepreneur, you can still do whatever you want to do on the side. We got people that are landscapers. We got people that are real estate agents. We got people that own coffee shops. The limits, there is no limit to what you can do by working this job. So it is a great job that allows you to do a lot of things.
Chief, to that end, why do you think Durham and the fire department in Durham is such a great place to work?
Sure. Well, the city's a great place to work, period. Durham's a lot of fun. The city is well-run, and it's a good government to work for. But why to be a firefighter here is pretty easy. You're going to use your skills, and you're going to help people. There's a lot of departments around us where it's a great place to work as well, but you're not going to get to use your skills to help the people every day. The people of Durham need it, and they use our services all the time, whether it's a medical call or a vehicle accident. Or a fire, the City of Durham Fire Department is out there doing it every day. And it really fulfills you as a firefighter to be able to use your skills, and you'll get to use them here.
Chief, a few thoughts on a couple other items, if we could.
Sure.
We mentioned that the statewide burn ban was lifted earlier this week. Particularly during these dry days and these dry times, what do you want folks to know as they're maybe burning some trash in their backyard?
Sure. In the city, you can't burn trash.
Sure.
Yeah, so The only type of fires you really can have are warming or recreation fires in the city of Durham. There's a bunch of rules to those, and we want to make sure they follow them. I'm just going to hit them real quick, if that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be constantly attended, so you can't wander away. That fire in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, that started 2,000 acres, was started because someone wasn't attending their fire and didn't have ways to put it out, and it burned down 2,000 acres and was a problem for several days. So it's got to be constantly attended. It's got to be 25 feet from a structure or 10 feet if it's a cooking fire. It's got to be contained in a barrel, fire pit with rocks around it or just cleared space. You got to have some way to put it out, whether that's a bucket of water or dirt. The fire can only be burning organic materials, limbs, firewood, stuff like that. And the fuel area for the fire needs to be 3 foot in diameter and lower than 2 feet in height. So you can't have a huge bonfire. And if you do those things, you can safely burn. And, you know, we, again, you're not burning trash, you're not burning construction debris. But for a warming recreation fire, they're allowed. I would still say, unless you really need to, when it's dry like this, this is just not the time. And you can be charged. And like I said, that one woman's life is pretty much ruined because she just had a backyard fire that got out of control.
Chief, Durham's added a bunch of new apparatuses recently, including engines and ladders. How big has that been for the department?
Well, it's great. I mean, I think the one thing we can always say is we have the best equipment in the region. Our fire engines are designed by our people. Our ladder trucks are designed by our people. We have a brand new huge rescue company unit that is sitting here at Station 1. It's going to go in service probably within the month. And our people designed them. And it's one thing that they're very excited about. So they, you know, from the wheels up, it's designed for Durham firefighting. They're very aggressive. I've been told they actually look pretty mean, which I think my guys like. But it's a great place to work because you get to design your equipment, and it is designed for one thing, and that's to safely go and attack fires.
Timothy, circling back with you as we start to wrap up here, remind us again of the process and where people can go to learn more if they want to apply to be part of the Durham Fire Department.
Yes, the application process is open now until April 20th. If you want to apply, and you should apply, go to durhamfd.org, or you can call me at 919-699-1283. Once again, that's 919-699-1283, and I can talk you through the process. Lastly, if you just want to be part of the fire department, you ever want to be a firefighter, you want to be part of a top-tier department, the best department in the state, come apply to Durham. Come be a part of the team. No day is the same, and you'll always have fun.
Chief Zotis, we'll give you the last word on what you want to leave our listeners with today.
Actually, I wanted to ask Tim. Tim, don't you have a skills practice Saturday?
Oh, yes. So this Saturday at 9 a.m., we'll be having a information session about the department and a practice agility session. That's at 9 a.m. to about 1 p.m. That's at 2008 East Club Boulevard. That's across from the City of Durham dump or landfill. If you come to that location, no reservations needed. Just come out, and we can answer questions and also help you and show you what you need to be prepared for the process.
Chief Zotis, anything else to leave our listeners with this morning?
No. Once again, as always, thanks for having me on. I enjoy your show, and it's an honor to get to come on and share a little bit about this great fire department.
Durham Fire Chief Robert Zotis and recruiter Timothy McCoy, thanks to both of you for your time this morning. Hope to talk again real soon.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.